Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Nun Tes, and we are starting near the top with Halacha Tes and a villain sort of stuff. It's on Nun Hey Amud Aleph, and today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we were discussing bringing water into a chatzar from the outside. Now we're discussing pouring water out from the chatzar, and it's going to be going outside. So Mishnah tells us chatzar sheep chusim arba amos, a chatzar which is less than 4x4 amos. Ain shayv chalim soy chamayim b'Shabbos. No pouring water into it on Shabbos, unless they have dirty dishwater or some other water they don't need, so they're just going to pour it into the chatzar. They cannot do so on Shabbos, and that's because the chatzar is too small and it's going to end up flowing out into the Rishus Rabim. And the only way to be permitted to do is Elim Kain Asula Uka Machzekas Simon and Nekev Milamaton. They would have to make a Uka, which is basically a Guma, a hole, a bar of sorts, which holds two saw of water from the Nekev below. Which means if there's some sort of hole or drain pipe which enables excess water to flow out of this Guma, this Uka, so it has to be able to hold two saw of water beneath this valve, this pipe, this hole, and only then it's permitted. And the Gemara is going to explain why it has to be Dafka two saw. Now, where is this hole allowed to be dug? Bein b'fnim, bein b'chutz. It's allowed to be inside the chutzor, or could even be right outside the chutzor. El shem b'chutz sarach likmar, b'fnim in sarach likmar. If it's dug right outside the chutzor, it needs to have a cover on it. But if it's inside the chutzor, it doesn't need to have a cover. That's because when it's outside the chutzor, the Rishus Rabim, when he pours water in his chutzor and it flows directly into this hole, it looks like he's pouring water out into the Rishus Rabim. The same issue we have when the chutzor is less than 4x4 and it doesn't have the hole, it just goes out to the Rishus Rabim. Therefore, it needs to have a cover on it so people can't see the water flowing into this uka, into this hole. We're going to get to another case where Blazer ben Yaakov Emer, he says, Bevshu kamar arba amos Rishus Rabim, a drain pipe. That's what a biv is. It's like a sewage pipe, which is in the Rishus Rabim, but for 4 amos from the chatzar into the Rishus Rabim, it's covered, it's kamar. So shayv chen l'sachamayim Shabbos, one could pour water directly into it on Shabbos in the chatzar, even though it's going to be flowing out into the Rishus Rabim. And that's because when people in the Rishus Rabim see water coming out of this drain pipe, they're not going to realize that it came from the chatzar because it's emerging 4 amos away due to the fact that it's covered, so they can only see it 4 amos away. If it's not covered though, then it's usur because we're afraid people are going to see it. Say that it's coming from the chutzar because remember it's not covered, and then they're going to tell themselves if a drain pipe's allowed to flow directly from the chutzar to Rishus Rabim, then it's even mutter to pour water directly from the chutzar to the Rishus Rabim, and that most definitely is not mutter. Now, Chacham say afilu gaga chutzar meo ama, even if we have a roof or a chutzar which is 100 amos, so it's way bigger than 4 amos, lo yishbech al pnei abiv, no pouring water directly into this drain pipe which is going to have it flow right out to the Rishus Rabim. Avol shreifachu al gag, they could pour it onto the roof, vehein yordan lebiv, and then it goes down into the biv, into this drain pipe, and that's because it's not his direct koyach, which is having him go into the biv, so that's not a problem. Another din, hachatzar v'achsadra start from barba amos, if we have a chatzar and an achsadra, which is like a covered area that are right next to each other, and together they're 4 amos, that's fine, that's a big enough area that we don't have to dig an uka to be able to pour water out into. Another din, shtei diyotas zu k'neged zu, if we have 2 porches, one opposite another, and underneath them, they have 2 chatzeris that are meeting up, but each chatzar is less than 4 amos, miktasan asu uka, miktasan lo asu uka, some made uka, some didn't, which means people of Duta 1 made a uka, people of Duta 2 did not. The ones that made the uka, they're allowed to pour their water out because it's going to go into the uka, and the ones that did not are not allowed to pour their water out. And that's not because we're afraid that the water is going to flow from their chatzar into the neighboring chatzar. That's not an issue because they're not pouring it directly into the other chatzar. They're pouring it into their chatzar and it's going to flow into the other one. The problem is that we're afraid the guy's going to actually take a bucket of water and walk into the other chatzar to pour his water out in their uka, and that's usur because you can't transfer from one chatzar to another without an eruv. Now, the Gemara clarifies, what's with this chatzar that's less than dalad by dalad, and that we have to dig this uka, this hole that holds 2 saw? What's with all these measurements? And that's what the Gemara says, shira makam tashrim shel adam sosayim. The estimation of how much water a person uses per day is 2 saw, and va'arba amis mavliya sosayim, 4 amis of space absorbs 2 saw of water, and therefore, if the chatzar is 4x4, it doesn't need an uka, because we can safely assume that all the water that's going to be poured out into it on Shabbos is just going to get absorbed into the ground and it's not going to flow out into the Rishus Rabim. It's only if the chatzar is less than 4x4, so then the regular amount of water poured into it can't be absorbed by the floor of the chatzar and will definitely pour into the Rishus Rabim. Therefore, we have to have this uka that holds 2 saw, which means again that it's going to hold the amount of water a person is going to use, and then we don't have chashash. Now, we have 2 cases there's machlokes about. Nikva uka, this guma, this uka, gets a puncture, it gets a hole in it, so the water's flowing out. Istani, those that teach ain't sarach lafuk, he doesn't have to plug it up. Vistani, sarach lafuk, those that teach, he does have to plug it up. Now, another case in Smalas Uka, let's say this Uka got filled with water before Shabbos. Does he have to empty it out before Shabbos in order to be able to pour water into it on Shabbos, or no? So here also we have Machlokes, Istani Tsarach Lishbach, and Istani Ain't Tsarach. There are those that teach he has to pour out the water, he has to empty it before Shabbos, and then those that say he does not. And note that's all based on top. Amar Ravmana says, Chad Tanahu, it's really one Tano, which means these 2 different Machlokesin are the same Tanaim arguing. It's not 4 different Tanaim, it's 2 Tanaim arguing in these 2 different things. Mandamar Tsarach Lafuk, Tsarach Lishbach, Hilchetz Barak Girsa, the one who holds that when this ukah gets a hole in it and the water's spilling out, that it has to be plugged. He holds that before Shabbos, if the ukah got filled, it has to be emptied out, and that's because it's both the same svara. We don't want water pouring out of the ukah. We want it staying in the ukah, and therefore, if there's a hole, you got to plug the hole. And if it's already filled with water before Shabbos, well, we need to be able to retain the Shabbos water, so it's got to be emptied before Shabbos. And Mahadamar Ein Sarach Lafuk Ein Sarach Lish Barichatz Barak Girsa, the one that holds that it doesn't need to be plugged, he holds it doesn't need to be emptied out before Shabbos either, because once we have our ukah, that's fine. And even if it gets a hole and water spilling out of it, no problem. And even if it's filled up before Shabbos, it's also no issue. Now, Amar Rav Chiya Amar Yair, Rav Chiya Amar Yair told Rav Mana, Hachi Amar Rav Yehuda Avicha Havaba. That's proper girsa. Rav Yehuda, your father, he said the same exact thing about this case, just like you said, it's two machlokes between the same two tanaim. Your father said the same exact thing. Now we continue discussing this chatzar. Katifras mebefnim afilu yaiser meshir mutter. That's proper girsa. If it's slanted, that's what katifras means. If it's slanted inside, the hainu, the outer part of the chatzar, where borzer shus rabim is elevated, and everything anyway would be flowing inside towards where everyone lives, then even more than the shir is mutter, meaning a person's even allowed to chatchila pour out more than two saw of water, because anyway it's going to flow back towards him. Whereas mebachutz, if the slant is towards the outside, towards the shus rabim, afilu pachas meshir aser, that's proper girsa, even less than the shir is aser, which means even if the chatzar is 4x4 amos, he's not allowed to pour out any water, because the water is most definitely going to flow into the shus rabim due to the fact that the chatzar is slanted. Ela non kaimin, so what are we referring to in our Mishnah, that it makes a difference if it's 4 amos, then we're fine. If it's less than 4 amos, we have to dig in ukah, bishavet, that's talking about where it's totally flat, so the only fact that's relevant is whether or not it's 4 amos. We continue, masnisa, pligal Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah is clearly not like Rabbi Yochanan, because our Mishnah said, hachatzar b'achsadra, mistar from barba amos. Then we have a chatzar and an achsadra attached to it, that could be a tziruf of 4 amos, and then we don't have to dig in ukah. Now, why is this not like Rabbi Yochanan? Because he only allows pouring water into a chatzar, dafka, if it's precisely 4x4, not any other dimension, such as 2x8, because he holds that the main objective of pouring out water is ziluf, sprinkling water to tamp down the dirt and prevent dust from rising. Therefore, even if some runs out into the shus rabim, it's no issue. But that's only if it's 4x4, not if it's a narrow 2x8. And our Mishnah by saying that a chatzar and achsadra are mitztarif, that's mashma, even if the achsadra is at the corner of the chatzar, as long as we have a total area of 4x4, even if it's in a funny shape and it's not a square, it's perfectly fine. So the Mishnah is clearly not like Rabbi Yochanan. So my answer is that no, pasur lo b'shava, we could explain that it's talking about that it's lined up, meaning when the Mishnah says chatzar v'achsadra mitztarfin, it means that the chatzar is 4x2 and the achsadra is right next to the chatzar and it's also 4x2, making this a total square of 4x4, and so therefore Mishnah could be like Rabbi Yochanan also. The Gemara continues asking Rabbi Yochanan, and here's the proper gersa, masnisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan, the following brice is not like Rabbi Yochanan. What does the brice say? Hamar pesas hagag v'chatzar mitztarfin barba amos. Then Hamar pesas, a roof and a chatzar are all mitztar for this year of 4 amos, and once again this is mashma not like Rabbi Yochanan, because it seems like even if it's not a square of 4x4, it's okay. However, Amar Chananya, he answers, oid hi b'shavet, this could also be explained is that it's actually level, which means that the house is dug underground and the roof of the house is lined up perfectly with the chatzar. So here we also can have a square of 4x4. And Dal Chashukan, you should know this is true. The Tani, we have a price that says, habayis ve'aliyah, hachatzar v'achzadra ein mitstarfin, that a house and the upper floor and a chatzar and achzadra are not mitstarif, and that's obviously a steer in brises. And what's the obvious way of answering it? Loi b'she'in on shavin, isn't it talking about where they're not perfectly lined up with each other? And so it must be when we say they are mitstarif, it's where they are lined up with each other, so that's just like Rabbi Yochanan. And one last member, Amar Yirmiyah tells us, there of Meir, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Shnein Amru Davar Echad, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov both say the same thing. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Taninon, we have Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in our Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Amar, he says, Bev Shekamar Arba Amos Rosh Hashirabim, this drain pipe which is covered, extending 4 Amos into the Rosh Hashirabim, Shaifchim by Mayim B'Shabbos, one could pour water directly into it on Shabbos in the Chatzar, and that's because, as we had explained, when it flows out into the Rosh Hashirabim, people aren't going to think that it's coming from the Chatzar because it's covered for 4 Amos, there's no issue. And Chacham say that no, afilu gaga chatzar mea ama, even if the roof of the chatzar is 100 amas, lo yishpech al pi abiv, no pouring directly into the drain pipe, because that's his koyach bringing it into the Rosh Hashirabim. Now, Rav Meir, where do we see the Rav Meir holds just like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? The Tani, we have a brisa. See, lo nishab krachin, pipes have cities. This is talking about like a classic drainage system that's located underneath the city. They lay drain pipes underground, like our sewage system. Al pi shenaykvin, even though they have holes and the water comes out into the Rosh Hashirabim, yishavach lasech hamayim b'shabbos, one could pour water directly into it on Shabbos. That's because for the most part the water is traveling underground. That's Rav Meir's opinion. Evitani, can we have a brisa just like this? If these are all pipes that are flowing underground, it's mutter. However, the brisa continues, and we have to do a little bit of a flip of the next two lines. So skip a line. See, nairus makalchen by usser. If it's not maschilos, if they're not underground, but these pipes are overground, maybe they're drain pipes coming from a roof, and they pour into a shusrabim that way. So then it's usser to pour into it because it looks like you're pouring directly into the shusrabim. Now go back up a line. However, im einus geshamim he mutter. If it's the rainy season, then it's mutter, even if the pipe is above ground, because they're always flowing with water due to all the rain. Now we bring something from Maseches Kalayim, Vatani Bar Kapara taught, Im Hayu Makam Tsunua, mutter, then if it's a Makam Tsunua, then it's mutter, which means even if this pipe is above the ground and it's pouring into the Shesrabim, but in a place which is Tsunua, people can't really see it, it's hidden, it's private, then it's mutter, because people can't see. However, Hadap Fligal Rav, this is not like Rav, the less lay Kiyum, and there's no answer for them. Durava Marav says, Kol Sha'asar Mishum Maris Ayin, anything which is Asar because Maris Ayin, it looks bad, people are going to think that you're doing an Asar, Afilu B'chadri Chadarim Asar. Even in the most hidden of rooms, it's Asar. And over here, the whole Asar of pouring water into a biv located in Rosh Hashanah Yachid that's going to end up pouring out into Rosh Hashanah Rabim is because of Maris Ayin. It looks like you're pouring directly into Rosh Hashanah Rabim or might cause people to pour into Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and because of that, it should be Asar, even B'chadri Chadarim, even when people don't see. And therefore, we have this issue with what Rav had said, and we don't have an answer to it, as the Gemara just explained. Mazel for finishing the 8th parak of Maseches Erevin, just like Ruzachar finished this parak together, we should be Zachar to finish the entire Maseches Erevin together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning the 9th parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.